أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه. بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه. بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه. يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر. يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر. ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة. ولو ألقى معاذيره. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه. فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه. ثم إن علينا بيانه. كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. ووجوه يومئذ باصرة. تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق. وظن أنه الفراق. والتفت الساق بالساق. إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. فلا صدق ولا صلى. ولكن كذب وتولى. ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى. أولى لك فأولى. ثم أولى لك فأولى. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى. ألم يكن نطفة من مني تمنى. ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى. فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى. أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میری دار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا. کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میری دار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا. کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا. بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا. بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ. میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ. میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق نے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق نے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا مدینے میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا. کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا. کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخر لي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our talk proper, first and foremost, it is only right that we express our gratitude, our shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who gave us existence, just being on the surface of the earth. In whichever form is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, even in the form of a mountain, that also has got idrak, and that also understands. So much it understands that Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ard. We presented our amanat of deen, the trust of deen, on the heavens and the earth. These things have also got life. But it is to a very small extent that we say it hasn't got any life. Like somebody who is walking very slow and he's stumbling and walking, we say, wake up. He's awake, he's not sleeping. We say, come, hurry up. He, according to him, he is hurrying. But according to the normal, we say the poor person is like a dead person. He's got no life in him. So all these things have got life also. But the idrak, it is very, very little. So even if Allah created us as a mountain, as a stone, they fall from the mountains, min khashyatillah. Because of the fear of Allah, they have got that idrak in them, that recognition they have got, though it's a very small extent. So whatever form Allah should have created us, just to be on the surface of the earth, and this is a place which, as Allah Ta'ala says, كُنْتُ كَنْزًا مَخْفِيًّا. I was a hidden treasure. Nobody knew me, a treasure that was hidden. فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أُعْرَفْ. I desired people must recognize me. فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. So I created the creation. Mountains recognize Allah. Water recognizes Allah. Leaves recognize Allah. And Allah made us in human being form, whose idrak Allah has made kamil and mukammal. And with this, our main purpose is to recognize Allah. And if we recognize that we are not only Muslims because we were born in Muslim homes. One is iman-e-murithi, iman which we inherited. We are born in Muslim homes, in a Muslim environment. And one is iman-e-zawqi, iman-e-zaki. You realize yourself, iman-e-istidlali. You realize that really Allah is the creator. Allah is the one that has created me. He is the controller of the world. By that we become Muslims, when that reality of Islam. Otherwise, we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, but a Muslim that is just like the mountain, it's also surrendered to Allah Ta'ala, but to have that realization. Then the quality of Iman, Allah made us mu'min. Then Allah made us from Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. We don't really ever think of it, but a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Khuda nakhasta, may Allah forbid, if we were Shias, what should be our condition? If we were Qadianis, what should be our condition? Allah made us from Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'ah. And then Allah made us from Ulama'i Haq. Allah connected us with Ulama'i Dioban. We don't also understand what a great ni'mat this is. We don't understand. But see, the Arab Ulama, which Arab Ulama of Madinatul Munawwara, great, great Ulama, the Mu'tamar convention we had in Azadwal in the Darul Uloom in January this year, last year, about a year already it is, the Sheikh Awama, his son, Sheikh Muhyiddin, he had enacted this, and for what reason? that he says that we have realized, the old Arab ulama, and they are great Hanafi ulama. His father, Sheikh Awwama, who is a student of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, a world renowned alim. Hey, they say we have understood that the true Islam, he was with Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah. And Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, he is Darul Ulum, the ulama of Dioban. They have got the correct and true Iman. And also with the little suffers, the journeys Allah has blessed me with in various parts of the world, very clearly you see that what great maqam Allah has given to ulama-i Dioban. Not only that, Shaykh Abdullah ibn Subayyin, who is a Salafi also, a mild Salafi, a Salafi who's got adab in him, but he was a Salafi, the Imam, the old Imam of the Haram of Makkah. In one gathering he told that 2/3 of the khidmat of the Muslims of the world is done by ulama-i Dioban. So Allah connected us with this great ulama to be in their presence and to have got their sohbat and to be in Dioban. What a great blessing. Like Madare Ilmi, which Allah Ta'ala has made. So we should make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We don't even think of it. We don't even take it for granted. It's not our thought. We are Muslims. We have got haq, the true deen, the true understanding. And this is not only ulama-i Dioban, but in the whole world, Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jamaat, whether it be Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, Malawi, Nigeria, Somalia, the whole world. But all of them together, they all admit and agree the ulama of Dioban. Some of us might be remembering or knowing Maulana Ismail Abdul Razzaq, Rahmatullah, he was a very great alim, but he was a very free-going alim, very liberal, very mild, and very, very free-going. And conservative ulama, they thought that he's like a very modern type Maulana. But a Maulana like that, and he stayed 15 years in Azhar in Cairo, and he was a lecturer there, and to understand that how liberal he was, he had to run away from the country because he was so much involved in politics, and the government would have put him in jail and would have tortured him. That's why he had to leave the country. But anyway, he told me personally about 6 months before he passed away. And there in Cairo, in Azhar, he met all the great ulama of Azhar, of Egypt, of Saudi, of Jordan, of Syria, of Morocco, all the Arab ulama, ulama of Indonesia, of Malaysia, they all used to come there. But he says that the ulama, what I saw the ulama of Dioban have got, these ulama haven't got ushre, ashir, a fraction of what Allah has blessed the ulama. And then he added, which commonly it is understood, ulama-i Dioban got taqwa, got ikhlas, but in ilm they not so far in front. He told me in ilm also, in taqwa also, piety, in ikhlas, in all qualities. So Allah has joined us with all of us who are here. Allah has joined us with this great ulama, no matter how much shukr. And then, how did this come to us? It came to us from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba-i Kiram, what sacrifices they made for deen. Today we just take our deen for granted. But what sacrifices they made, their blood flow like rivers. Then we have got this true deen today. Then all the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, the great ulama, the Fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik rahimahumullah. These great, great people, and each one of them had to make great sacrifices. Though they were so great ulama, they were jailed, they were whipped, they were tortured, but they stood for the truth. They did not waver from the truth one bit. And after them, the great muhaddithin, Imam Bukhari, how the people had also turned against Imam Bukhari. He had to leave his hometown. He was forced because of the persecution and the way they ostracized him. He was a great, great muhaddithin, but they didn't waver from the truth in one bit. They didn't give in. Then came the time of the great Sufia, and they made so great effort for deen. Then deen spread in the whole world. Today, yeah, in South Africa. And today, yeah, in Piet Retief, we are so fortunate that students and Muslims from around the world are here also. And from this also you can see this Ulama-i Deoband, that the madrasa where Darul Uloom Azad, Darul Uloom Zakaria, all our Darul Ulooms, they are all children, they are all daughters of Darul Uloom Deoband. And students from around the world are flocking to these Darul Ulooms, which shows that what Allah has given to to Ulama-i Deoband, that students from Philippines are coming, from Malaysia are coming, from Indonesia are coming. Why are they coming? Because this truth is there, and they understand it, and their elders who have studied in different places, but they sending their children here to South Africa. So we should appreciate this great ni'mat. And today, where the people of Piet Retief are also fortunate that this whole big group has come here and is gracing our town. And just to see the students, hey, like the buses fell Arafat, that is a different scene. Yeah, at least two buses came. A small little Arafat, not a big Arafat like that. Small Arafat. But, and people on Arafat, Muslims from around the world come. Kings come, street sweepers come, men come, women come. Everyone, the learned, the illiterate, all of them come to Arafat. Yea, the small little scale, Allah bless us also with an environment like that. How many people have come here? Ulama have come, pious people, top business people, mashallah, they have all come, and for one purpose, to recognize Allah, to find Allah, and to make the islah of our nafs, for that we have come. And we also express our great gratitude and shukriya to the people of Piet Retief, small town, but they are hosting us, all the students they are hosting, all the whole kafla, the men, the women they are hosting. We say Jazakumullah, and as you have opened your hearts, may Allah fill your hearts with His Noor and with His love. And the khidmat that you are doing for the students, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that a person who feeds a student one meal during his 6, 8, 10 years of studies, if you work out what percentage is one meal, every day he's eating minimum 3 meals, 1,000 meals a year, so more or less. And for 6, 8 years, 8,000, 10,000 meals. You gave him one meal out of 10,000 meals. And his whole life he carries on doing effort of deen. He's teaching in a maktab, he's teaching in a darul uloom, he's going in tabligh and da'wah, he's doing imamat, he's writing kitabs, he's giving bayans. You got a share in all of that. What is one out of 10,000? Point 9 knots, point 1. After 9 knots, then 1. So much, but you got so much share. So mashallah, the people of Piet Retief who are today hosting this jamaat and making their khidmat, they will go out in the world, and wherever they're going to get khidmat, you're going to get a share. This thought many times comes to me, that when Darul Uloom Deoband was being built, the person who gave one paisa, a paisa is not even 1 cent. Today people throw cents away, they don't want to carry weight. It's got no value. But a person who even gave 1 cent, and a paisa is much less than a cent, and all the work of Darul Uloom carrying on in the world, all tabligh jamaat that is work, Maulana Ilyas is a product of Darul Uloom Deoband. All khanqa work that is carrying on, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is a student of Deoband. All this work in the world, that person who gave 1 cent, he is getting his share in dividends all the time in his qabr. So we also got this opportunity to make this khidmat. May Allah accept it from us, and may Allah reward you for this. Then we are also thankful and we appreciate all the brothers who have come with their families also. And for what have they come? Not on a tour, otherwise they can live it up, go for a holiday. How many people are gone for holidays? But they have come out to learn the love of Allah and to make the islah. Then all the students, they just finished the imtihan on Wednesday, Yawmul Arbi'ah. Yawmul Khamis, Thursday, they are out going now, here in Jamaat, here out in the path of Allah, staying in the masjids, etc. Otherwise, many of them can afford, they could have gone for holidays somewhere, they could just have lazed around and passed their time. Immediately, they just finished the madrasa, the next day, May Allah accept from all and reward everyone, inshallah. And may Allah bless us with the true reality of this coming out. That is important. Our niyat must be correct. Not just that we are going on a tour, or we just going to see places, etc. But the main thing why we have come out, our niyat must be to make our islah, to correct, to get character reformation. Our character must be reformed. And the minute a person's islah is made, the immediate thing that happens, Allah comes into that heart. And once you got Allah, you have got everything. Our Shaykh said a very beautiful poem to explain this. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. In our kalima of tawheed, la ilaha illallah, first la ilaha kim la, negative, negating. In other words, first clean out everything. If you want to stay in a house that wasn't occupied for 6 months, your first job is to clean the place. Your clothes are dirty, don't put attar on. That's a way of the non-Muslims. They don't bath, and they just put perfume all the time. That's all. And what do they do? And this has helped many brothers, so I'll mention it also. This mum, roll on. They rub mum, roll on. And that blocks the sweat to come out. So you don't sweat, you don't get smell. But the sweat is the dirt, the perspiration is the dirt of the body which has to come out. But now you are blocking it and it stays in. This causes cancer. This causes so many diseases in the body. Because now you don't allow that dirt to come out, you blocked it to stay in. It makes you sick. So this is all what they do, and put some perfume. They don't bath. Bathing? Allahu Akbar. We don't think much. But look at Makkah Sharif, there was no water. Medina Sharif, this is Saudi Arabia desert, it was dry, arid area. In Medina Sharif, Muslims didn't have sweet water to drink. Allah reward Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi became so happy when he bought Biriha. And he made it waqf for the Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to this extent trusting on Allah, that from today whatever Usman does doesn't matter. Allah is pleased with him forever. Hey, he provided water for a basic commodity. So water. But and in Islam, how much water don't we need? For wuzu we need water. Istinja we need water. Our istinja is not we use toilet paper, which really you polish yourself. With all the dirt, you don't wipe it or you don't clean it, you polish yourself with the dirt. And then their way of bathing is going in a tub. So all that dirt is spread in all that water. And to save water, the whole family uses the same water to bath. And everyone is adding some of that dirt in that water. And when you're in the bath, inevitably some of that water goes in your mouth, goes in your nose, your ears, and they think they are clean. So Arabia and Islam, which started in Arabia, where there was no water, but what emphasis on cleanliness. On wuzu every time, taharat. When you meet with your wife, then taharat. How much of taharat? Whereas with them, it's only about 200 years that the first nation in Europe, the French people, started having bathrooms in their houses. Only about 200 years ago. Before that, there were public baths, and occasionally they should go and bath. They should only, that's why French perfume is so famous. Because they should only put perfume, they shouldn't bath. Islam has given us this beautiful. So anyway, first cleanse yourself, then put perfume. So what is tasawwuf? To clean yourself. La ilaha. Take out all the negative things. Any shirk with Allah Ta'ala. You got pride in you is a negative thing. Take it out. Allah won't come in your heart with pride in you. You've got riyakari sum'a. To do things for name and fame. To show people. Then you have got dirt in your heart. You have got worldly gain. That whatever you are doing is for ends and sins. That how to take out money from the pockets of people. Whether you do it by giving khutbah or reading qiraat or giving bayan. But your object is people must shower their, and not only shower their favors. Some ulama, qurra, stipulate one bayan, 10,000 rand. This is happening in the world. For one qiraat, $10,000, US dollars for one qiraat. Hey, this is what, so all that worldly gain, etc. So all this is, So La ilaha, take out all the wrong things. So Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh says, our Shaykh, La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. La ilaha is first, is in front. Cleanliness is front. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai, when all the dirt is gone, the filth, haq khud aa jaate hai. Then haq, the truth, Allah himself comes into your heart. You don't have to invite Allah Ta'ala then. Allah comes into your heart the minute your heart is clean. So for that reason we have come. For that reason is the Islahi Jalsa tomorrow in Ermelo. From Asr to Isha. For that purpose is the Islahi Jalsa in Darul Uloom Azadwal. In the third weekend of February, beginning of Jamadul Ula. So try and inshallah attend all this. This is very, very important. So we are very thankful for all who are supporting in this great cause. And wallah, I say, trusting upon Allah, this cause of tasawwuf has become alive already. By the barakat of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, and then all our mashayikh and elders who even came to our country, how great, great buzur, and the efforts they are making, and it's going to become more alive. Whoever is going to support, coming out is support. Feeding them is support. Helping them is support. When it will grow big, inshallah, we will have our share in there. So let us try and inshallah bring this more and personally become involved in this great mission. Remember also that it is the tasawwuf that brings the beauty of Islam out. And the final completion of Islam comes out through Khanqa and tasawwuf. And the enemies are aware of this. That is why they finished off all the Khanqas in the world. They worked in such a way that there mustn't be any Khanqas. So the reality of Iman and Islam must not come in. We must be just paper Muslims. Like you have a picture of a lion on a paper. Hey, small children in nursery, etc., they are given this picture of a lion, color it in. So they color it in, and the small children, 3, 4 years, 5 years, so they take a knife and cut the tail also. And they say, I'm so brave, I cut the tail of the lion. Take a knife and poke it in the eyes of the lion. They all cut his tongue also, I'm so brave. That's a paper lion, what can that paper lion do? One is a lion in the zoo. There also is written, don't interfere, don't throw stones, etc. But small children want to show how brave they are. They take a stick and they poke it at the lion. The lion is in a cage. He's a living lion, but he's in a cage. One is a lion that's free in the jungle. Try and interfere with that lion and see what will happen. So unfortunately, we are like paper lions. There was one time when the whole world of kuffar couldn't pick up their eyes to look at a Muslim. They couldn't harm one hair of one Muslim in the world. But today what is happening? There were those who are Muslims who had life in them. They were not paper lions. They were real lions. They were not lions in the cage. They were lions free. And they did as they want to. And Allah will free us when we submit and we come into His cage. But today we are in the cage of the kuffar. You want to go for Hajj and Umrah, you can't go without having a photo taken. We are not free. We wouldn't like it. We don't like our photos to be taken. It's haram. But we are in that cage of the kuffar. We have to do it. How many other things we have to, we just have to submit what they want us to do. But when that time will come, when that reality of Iman will come, and we'll break these cages. And then we will have the truth. Then you'll see the power of Iman. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. We'll just translate these beautiful poems of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Today almost everyone, whoever you hear, tomorrow I'm going for Umrah, next week I'm going, or I just came. There is a season, everyone is, and it's the month of Rabiul Awwal. And this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali with regard to Madinatul Munawwara. Kulistai Taiba se me masroor hunga. The topic and the title of the poem, I will become extremely joyous and happy with the beautiful gardens of Madinatul Munawwara. That is spiritual gardens. Not the physical gardens, spiritual gardens. Like a person sits in a garden and he's got the shade, there's a brook, a water's flowing, etc. All the beautiful flowers. And the spiritual garden of Madinatul Munawwara is by far superior. عجم کی بیابان سے میں مفرور ہوں گا. I will run away from the deserts of the lands of the non-believers of Ajam. And we might think London is a beautiful city, Paris or Venice or any other city, but these are like deserts. There is no azan there, hardly any azan, hardly any masjid. You hardly see a Muslim. It deserts they are, all thorns they are, people who are full of dirt and filth. Their bodies are full of dirt. Their clothing is full of dirt. Their minds and hearts are filled with shirk and kufr. They are suffering from AIDS and they are suffering from HIV. They are suffering from shirk and idol worship. What cleanliness is there? What is that person? So I'll run away from all such places. Kulistan Taiba se masroor hunga. And I will go to the beautiful gardens of Taiba, of Madinatul Munawwara, and I'll find great joy and pleasure. And who will find this? That person who has got Iman in his heart. A person who has got Iman, Barcelona and all the soccer means much more to him. Or Madrid and all the soccer in Madrid, these things mean much to him. And Medina doesn't appear. Even if he goes to Medina, he's watching commentary of soccer. He's watching commentary of cricket. He's worried of the politics of the world. A person who has got Iman, even is far from Medina, his heart is in Medina. And he's getting happy with Medina. Medidare gumbat se mahmoor honga. Looking at the beautiful green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will go in a trance. Mahmoor is like a person who drinks liquor, a drunk person. He doesn't know what, I'll be drunk in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By seeing the green dome, it will be like I drank the liquor of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'm gone in a trance. Oh my Nabi, what a great magnanimous Nabi Allah bless me with. And how will I become in the trance? Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Somebody, sometimes I will be just noor. Noor from Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes I will be the Mount Tur where Allah put his tajalli and Mount Tur split into pieces. Like that my condition will become. Gunaon se apne mein ranjoor hunga. Because of my sins I will feel very sad and sorrowful. And I will cry and beg for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Bafaiz-e-Shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. And by the blessing of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will forgive me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's forgiveness is so great, his intercession is so great, Allah will forgive me my sins. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Madina. And when the wind will blow there, sometimes a strong wind, and the sand of Madina, it will make it blow like a sandstorm we have. A sandstorm of Medina. I won't cover my eyes with it. I won't block my nose with it. Main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. That I'll say, oh, the sand of Medina, come and cover my body. I will enjoy that my body is covered with the sand of Madinatul Munawwara. Main roza pe salli ala nazar karke. And then I'll go to Roza-e Mubarak and with my heart and with my soul. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. How happy I will be to present Salatu Salam at the Roza-e Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga. In my heart I will be noor. My soul will be noor when I will have that occasion to stand in front of Roza-e Mubarak. And with my heart and soul, I present durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina ke anwar sham o sahar se. And the anwarat, the light, the noor of Madina Sharif during the evening time and during sahri time. When people, you see, you think I'm going to be the first in the haram today. When you go out, you see from all sides how many people are gone. Already, when you come to the haram, they have come the time of sehri, the haram is full already. Evening time, the people are rushing from all sides, and masjid is full. Sarapa dilo jaan se masroor hunga. And completely I will be overjoyed with my heart and my soul. And I just going to World Cup in Brazil, or going to watch the cricket in Australia, or anything else, these things will mean nothing to me. To be in Medina, I will be so happy and so joyous in my heart. Har ek amar mein raah sunnat pe chalkar. And then in all matters, I will follow sunnat in my life. Khuda ki karam se میں منصور ہوں گا. By the kindness of Allah تبارک و تعالی, Allah's help will be with me. Allah's nusrat, mansoor, isme maful. Allah's nusrat, Allah will be with me. And if we can understand this reality, bring sunnats in your life, and Allah's help is with you. And whatever problems you can have, wallah, when Allah's help is with you, they will just vanish. But the way of bringing it is bringing sunnats in our life. Today when we have problems, we think of going to, for example, a person is feeling very tired, very lethargic, I must go to a resort for a holiday. That's not your solution. Bring sunnats in your life and Allah's help will be with you. We got financial problems, go to the bank, arrange for an overdraft. Take a loan, there are enough cash loans everywhere. Go and take this, will never solve you. It's going to put you more in problems. Bring sunnats in your life, Allah's help will come in you. You got a health problem, you can go to all the doctors of the world and all the armies of the world. It's not going to solve your problem. Bring the help of Allah, and Allah's help comes readily with sunnah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You follow sunnah, Allah declares, my love I declare for you. And when you got Allah's love, a lover does everything for his beloved. A husband loves his wife, loves his family, he does everything. But how much can he do? He's a human being, his resources are limited, his faculties are limited. If Allah's love you get, Allah is unlimited in His love what He shows us. In all the resources of Allah, Allah is unlimited. So the greatest way of pulling the mercy and the help of Allah is by bringing sunnats. Mansoor hunga. Today you have a problem, go to the amil. He gives you a ta'weez and you think ta'weez will solve your problem. Ta'weez is not going to solve your problem. The amil doesn't tell you to make namaz also. The amil doesn't tell you to read Quran Sharif also. What is your help will come when you are regular with namaz. When you are regular with your tilawat of Quran Sharif. In these things Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Sarapa dil khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga. Wahad ke shaheedo ke khoon e wafa se. The people who go to Medina Sharif, commonly they go to Wahad also to pay their respects, they say. There's no respects that you have to pay. We'll take a lesson from there. To end, we must make daily dua for the people of Uhud. Shuhada'i Uhud, not only once in a lifetime, once in 10 years we go Umrah, then we make dua for them. Only when we go to Uhud, to the Qabristan of Uhud, then we make dua for 70 shaheeds who gave their life in one day. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave his life for Islam, and we only once in a lifetime go and make dua and isali sawab for them. We don't even think of the sahaba, the shuhada Uhud. Daily this must be in our lives. But what when we go there? Take a lesson. What lesson? Sabak leke paabande dastoor honga. I will take a lesson that see how these people gave their lives for deen, for Islam to come alive in the world. If they would not have sacrificed, and Islam, na'uzubillah, should have died, we should have been idol worshippers today. We should have been worshipping the sun. We should have been worshipping some stone. What should we have been? We should have been Christians. We should have been Hindus. Na'uzubillah. All their sacrifice. Today we can't read one Qul Huwa Allah and make isali sawab for all these people who have favored and showered their mercy, their blessings upon us by their great, great sacrifices. Medina mein jab qalbo jaan chhor aaya. And when I leave Medina Sharif, the true person who understood what Medina is, his heart is sore. I have to leave Medina. I have to leave my Nabi. I have to leave Masjid Nabawi. One Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, very great Alim Shaykh al-Islam. Once he was in Medina Sharif, they went down to the hotel, or a restaurant, whatever, to eat. After they ate what was left over, there was some grass, etc. They threw it there, that the ants will eat. There are goats around, they will come and eat, so they threw it there. He went up to his room, he came down for some work. He saw a little boy of Medina, he's scrounging in that food, and he's eating that food. So I asked him, this we threw for the little ants and for the fowls and for the cats in those days. They were common, all these things. And you eating, you say, we got no food at home. We are 8, 9 children. My father has passed away. We got no income. We have got nothing. His heart became soft for him. Then he told him, see, if you want to, you come with me to Pakistan. I will give you the best food to eat. I will give you the best place to sleep. Everything. And I will make you a hafiz. I will make you an alim. And when you are complete, I will send you back to Medina. He became very happy. He said, let me ask my mother first. He went sprinting off to his mother. Mother was very happy. She has to feed 8, 9 mouths every day. And no income whatsoever. She is going through an ordeal and difficulties. So she said, by all means, you can go. No problem. I've got such a generous, kind person. And he will teach you deen also. He will look after you also. I give you full permission. He came, he told Maulana, my mother has given permission. Then Maulana held his hand and they were going to Masjid al-Nabawi. When they came to the door of Masjid al-Nabawi, that little boy asked, have you got doors like Masjid al-Nabawi in Pakistan? He said, no, that we haven't got. He said, you got Masjid al-Nabawi green dome in Pakistan? He said, no, that we haven't got. He said, have you got Rozai Mubarak there? He said, no, that we haven't got. He said, in that case I will suffer, but I won't leave Medina Sharif. This is that love of Medina. Where have we got? So when a person leaves Medina, we should have that love, that you leave your heart and soul there. Medina mein kalbo jaan chhor aaya, main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor honga. I will be separated, but I won't be separated. What does that mean? My physical body, I'll be separated from Medina Sharif. I have to go back to my country, South Africa, India, Pakistan, from wherever you came, you have to go back. But my heart and soul, I will leave in Medina. I won't let that separate. The love, ask ourselves, how much do we think of Medina Sharif? How much do we think of Makkah Sharif in a day? How much do we read Durood Sharif? How much do we make dua for the protection and safety? Today the enemies of Islam, their eyes are fully focused on Medina and Makkah Sharif. All the evils of the world they have put there. All the shopping complexes. And not only that, many of us are not aware and it's better we don't know. But what and what evils are taking place they have put in there already. And we don't know, we just go for the masjid, for Ziyarat Umrah. But terrible, terrible things are happening. Who of us makes dua for the protection of Makkah and Medina? Hey, when TV just came out in Medina Sharif, one very pious person of Medina, a great sheikh, 2 weeks before that he dreamt that the Jews have entered every Muslim house. So he couldn't understand the dream. 2 weeks later he was walking from Masjid al-Nabawi home and he saw in every shop TVs are on. So then he understood how they haven't come themselves, but they have come fully with TV in our homes. Whole Christian propaganda, Western propaganda, Jewish propaganda, and we are paying the license and we are paying the cost to look at their propaganda. And it's influencing us. Hey, our girls are being influenced. They want to live the life what they see. That's a false life. It's just stories. It's films. It's not real life. But our girls, our boys, we want to play soccer like we see that person playing soccer. We want to one place now, one young boy want to become a boxer. We want to become a boxer like that boxer. All these things are coming in our lives. We don't realize how they have brought this and poisoned us. And we are doing it happily with relish. And when the TV is on, Allahu Akbar. One school teacher, a lady, she told her students to write essays. So one student wrote, I wish I was a TV. And she brought it home and she told the husband, the father, that see this essay here. And what he wrote, that I wish I was a TV. That he says, I see the TV, that if anything goes wrong, becomes sick, then first and foremost must go doctor. He said, I wish I was a TV. If I get a headache, nobody worries about it. If I got some other stomachache, nobody worries about it. If I was a TV, they should rush me. He says, when the TV I see, whoever comes home, the father, the mother, brothers, sisters, they got full time for TV. I say, for me, nobody got time. Nobody even asked me, you ate or anything. They got, if I was a TV, full attention. And when the TV is on, then everyone, nobody's allowed to talk. Somebody makes a noise. Shh. Don't make a noise. TV is on. I wish I should have got attention like that. That everyone should give me attention like this. And many other things he wrote. So the father said, oh, what horrible parents this child has got. The mother told, that's our child. He wrote this essay. And we are like this. So really, this thing we don't realize how they have infiltrated in us. Right in the haram of Medina, haram of Makkah, the cell phone is there. People are watching what and what in sitting in the haram Sharif. Music is playing, musical tones, right in front of Rauza Mubarak. Right in the Mataf. Mataf was a place where your connection was with Allah was so strong. But now you are talking with somebody at home. A person, this we saw with our eyes, he's in namaz, his phone rings. He picks it up, he says, I'm in namaz. The phone after 5 minutes. And I saw this also, that he picks his phone up, and then he just spoke little. He says, speak to your uncle. And he gave the phone. And so this is the condition. We might be laughing, but it's a sad, sad reflection. And we got no time for deen. We got no time to make effort for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We are just living it up in our businesses is more important. Our homes are more important. Our gardens, our bathrooms are more important. Our bedrooms are more important. One switch is not working, we make sure we get it fixed. If we don't, the wife will make sure you get it fixed. But the ummah has got big, big problems. And we're not even thinking, not even a dua for the ummah. They say, how they have infiltrated this world. At one time, the condition of Muslims was, for example, if there was 1,000 Muslims in the world, of course there were much more, but just an example, 999 were worried of that one Muslim if he's got a problem. And one Muslim was worried of the 999. Today we're not worried of our own children. What are they learning in school? Nobody got time to find out what they're learning in school. And I can promise you, if you will just scratch it, the surface a little bit and find out what they're learning in school, what they're talking with their friends, you'll jump out of your skin. And it's happening. And I'm not talking of Christian schools. And I'm not talking of church schools. I'm not talking of government schools. I'm talking of Muslim schools. But we got no time for our children. We are too busy with our own things. Making money, our own comfort, our own rest, our own lifestyle. We haven't got time for our own children also. And today we know, whether we like to admit it or we don't want to. You are sick, you haven't got time for yourself. You haven't got time to go to the doctor. Your other things are more important in life. Your shop is more important. I'm sick today, I'm coughing, I got a cold. But what can I do? I have to come shop. Shop is very important. I have to go to job. If I lose my job, what will happen? Job is your Allah. Allah is not your Allah, that Allah will look after you. But my job, if my boss fires me, what will happen? We got no time for ourselves. Forget for the deen of Allah. Forget for anything else. Quba ki ziyarat wa naqdo se akhtar. Hadrat says, by going to Masjid al-Quba, which all the Zaireen do, they go, and we should try and go on a Saturday morning, go and make 2 rakats of Nafil Namaz in Quba, you get the sawab of an Umrah. So by going there, it's not only the 2 rakats of Nafil Namaz, not only sawab of Umrah, but what lesson I will take? Harik Rahi Sunnat se Pur Noor Hunga. Every path of Sunnat, I will bring that in my life. Not just sunnah to go and make 2 rakats of Nafil Namaz in Quba. It is. We must go. But I take a lesson from that to bring every sunnah in my life. Not only once in a lifetime we go there, we go and make 2 sunnahs. Oh, I made sunnah tada. No, bring every sunnah into your life. May Allah give us tawfiq and the reality of this. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited. Inshallah, we will finish on time, 8:30. But Hafiz Mohsin told me, you can go as long as you want to. So we might even think we go till Sehri time also. So inshallah, we won't go so long, we'll finish on time. Anyway, the ayat which I recited, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send you as a complete and full embodiment of mercy, لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for the entire universe. To understand that, One time the known Misri Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzurg of Egypt. Today we think Buzurgs are only in India and Pakistan. When India and Pakistan didn't know what Islam was, there were so great Buzurgs in Egypt, in Spain, Andalus. What great Buzurg. In the whole Arab world, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, up to today, we just see the outside, that there are great, great pious people in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif also, everywhere they are. So anyway, the known Misri, Rahmatullah Ali, the author of Qasida Burda Sharif, is also a Misri. He's an Egyptian. All these great pious people, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Ali, he was a person from Iran. And Malana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that time Rome, the Roman Empire, Constantinople, Istanbul was the Byzantine Empire, the empire of the Romans. And we don't know also, but wallah, if we study little bit, we will be amazed and shocked. The non-Muslims, military people, intelligence of military, are shocked how Muslims, Muhammad Fatih, how he conquered Istanbul. It is an amazing thing. We should learn this in our Darulum, where we have got Ulum-e-Amma. It is to know this. And it will stir you, and you'll understand that what is our great deen when we study the history. And we know that how he conquered Istanbul. Since I've touched the subject, let me just speak a little. The details will be too long. But to enter into what is today Istanbul, that time Constantinople, there was this the Marmara, which is the sea, which goes into there. That was the only way to enter. And the people, the Christians, it was a full, like you have the Vatican. Constantinople was the Vatican of that time. It was a stronghold of the Christians. And Allah Ta'ala had promised in the Quran Sharif, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rum, that Rome, the same Constantinople, will be overpowered by the Muslims. Many Muslim fighters tried, Mujahideen, but after about 700 years, this promise of the Quran became to be fulfilled. And Muhammad Fatih conquered it. So to enter, so what they had done on the two sides, they built huge, huge forts. And they put a steel chain, strong, barricaded it. Nobody could enter from here. So there was no way to enter from that. So from there. What a plan Allah put in his mind. The military intelligence of the world are astounded that what a plan he made. On the land, he took wooden boards. He oiled them, made them very slippery. And he put all his ships on the ground. The Christians of Constantinople got a shock that what is the ships are moving on the ground. Boats are moving on the ground. And he brought it right till the end. Where the Hagia Sophia, which is a big masjid, which was a big kanisa, church it was of the Christian. He brought it till that point, and from a huge distance, higher than this of the masjid here, from the floor to the top, more higher, he dropped his boats into the water. He passed all that barricade and he reached here. And by Fajr time, they were there already. And a very, very strong battle took place from Fajr till Zohar. And Zohar Muslims gave azan in their church. And he became a Muslim, which is a masjid till today. Muslims of the world go and see it, but we don't realize what history there is behind it. So this we have to learn. So for our information of our students, if you study your Ulum-e-Amma, you will see what Ulum you will get. And what jila, shine will come in your hadith, in your fiqh, in your Quran, tafsir, everything. So anyway, where were we? Ji? Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali. He was sitting at the banks of the River Nile, and he was making his ibadat, his khadim was with him. Suddenly he saw that a frog, a frog came by the end of the water, by the shore, and from this side a scorpion came. Just like the scorpion had ordered a taxi, I need a taxi to go somewhere. So his taxi came. And Abad, as the frog came, the scorpion jumped on its back. It was set in its taxi, and immediately the taxi took off. The frog swam to the other side. It wasn't so deep, shallow. At that point, Zunnun Misri followed. What is this happening? He was surprised. When they came to the other side, Abad, just like a taxi, he saw that the frog did its service, finish, and the scorpion jumped off. And the scorpion rushed into the jungle on that side. He followed, what is this happening? He saw that the scorpion came to a place where there was a snake, very poisonous snake, with its head over the prince. The prince was drunk, he had drunk liquor, and foam was coming out from his mouth. Flies were all around his mouth in a terrible condition, and this poisonous snake about to bite him and kill him, he will be dead. Just in time the scorpion reached, bit the snake, killed the snake and pulled out the poison from the snake. Hey, so Zunnun Misri turned to Allah, Ya Allah, what is this? What Allah put in his heart? Oh Zunnun Misri, if we only look after the pious people, who will look after the sinners? So Allah is Allah's mercy, Rabbul Alameen. Allah is not only Rabbul Muslimin wal Mu'mineen or Rabbul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the whole world. And Allah looks after everyone. Even that sinner, he was looked after. So Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. A mercy for the entire universe. Not Rahmatul Lil Muslimin or Mu'mineen or Qaniteen or Sadiqeen or Muslimin. No, Alameen, for the entire universe. That is who our Nabi is. And in the other ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Your character is so high, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith that I recited, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ عَادَمْ. I am the master, the leader of all Bani Adam. Even of Adam alayhi salam, who is the father of mankind. But I am the master of each. Wala fakhrali. And I've got no pride in me. Allah has given me. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. The ni'mat which Allah has given to you, speak, make shukr to Allah. Express your ni'mat, what Allah has blessed you with. But don't have pride. And in one place in the Quran Sharif, Allah says that, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. The ni'mat of Quran Sharif. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Show your joy and happiness that we have got Quran. That a person became a hafiz in our house, in our community. Make a jalsa, feed the people, etc. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should make khatam of Quran weekly. And when he makes khatam, he should slaughter a camel and feed the people. You should express your joy. Other great sahaba, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he should complete Quran Sharif, Nazra reading. And it was very common, he should invite everyone. My Quran is going to be made khatam, and duas are accepted on khatme Quran. All of you come and you also make dua. But today we hardly make khatam. And if we do, we don't show that happiness of it. And that's why our ni'mats don't increase. If we make shukr, then Allah will increase his, how many ni'mat, the quality of acknowledging and expressing. And for we like dead people, we like people in whoever will make express unless necessary. Lain shakartum la azidannakum. You make shukr, Allah's promise, but we don't make. Wa qalilu min ibadiyya shakur. Very few people make shukr. And those few who make shukr also, wa qalilam ma tashkurun. Very, very little. Shukr should have been a very, very dominant thing in our life. Who makes shukr to his wife? For she cooked. As students, who make shukr to our mothers, to our parents? Then my mother, you see to so many things of mine. What and what she goes, what worries she has got. You just come and demand this and shout and I want this and I want that. But you don't know how lot worries she goes through to prepare for you. She might not have the money, but she wants to make her son happy. She will do work. Husband is not earning so much. But she will try and earn something to make her children happy. But we complain. One thing she couldn't do for us, how we fight with her. Hey, who makes shukr? With almost with no one, we don't make shukr. Shukr is a very, very great ni'mat. I'll just explain this. One great buzur, he was a doctor, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi. But saying what Buzurganeddin Manan Thanu, he was like a big Maulana. Somebody invited him for meals, he went, he ate. After meals from Parda, he thanked the house lady, Jazakallah. You prepared so well, I appreciate it very much. More, he spoke, then he went away. But she started crying, and crying profusely. Her husband asked you, why are you crying? Manana didn't insult you, he didn't criticize you. He said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you told me your food is delicious. I enjoyed the food that you had prepared. And what, how much of concern and fikr women prepare. They go out of their way that how can my husband be happy? How can my children be happy? They go out of their way. So 40 years you didn't. One day I prepared for Maulana, a person who had the quality of making, see how much he appreciated it. So he learned his lesson. The next day they were having lunch. So he started now, he said, Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate. Again she started crying. Now he asked, why are you crying now? I'm thanking you. She said, 40 years I cooked for you and you never ever appreciated, you never told me Jazakallah. Today when the neighbor's wife, and she sent the food, you can't stop. You're just going on praising and praising the food. So anyway, shukr is a very, very great thing. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That part of that huge wisdom was to make shukr. Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Oh, Ali Dawood and his son Sulaiman, what ni'mats are, what, on what did they get all that? Ni'mats of deen, of dunya, on shukr. They made the amal of shukr. But today we don't even think that shukr is an amal. Fault finding, yes, that we are right in front. To find fault, to accuse people, to find, to say this is not right, that is not right, that is common. So anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made shukr and he expressed, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ عَادٍ وَلَا فَخْرَ لِي. No pride in me, Allah's ni'mat that Allah has bestowed on me. And Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's quality was so great that the meaning that the malaika wa malaikatuhu yusalluna alayhi. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna alayhi. They're sending durood on Nabi sallallahu. The meaning of the farishtas durood, they are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu. When his qualities are so great. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ. He is that great personality and being that his outward surat, his form, he was also perfect in every way. مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَ. His akhlaq was also perfect in every way. مَا مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي. Hadrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I did not praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my poetry. Ma madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. My poetry has gone faint and people are praising it because of the barakat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is where reality of a person. He must not feel that I gave honor to my father. I gave honor to my ustad. I gave honor to my sheikh. By their barakat, people are calling me. And I've got respect and honor by their barakat. So what a lesson he taught us. And then in another poem he says that, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي. More beautiful than you, my eye has never ever seen. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى. No woman has ever given birth to a person more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You are created pure of every fault. If we look in the mirror, we might think my nose is a bit too big or it's too flat. My eyes are too big or small. My eyes, ears are too big or small. My complexion is not right. I got a pimple somewhere or whatever. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam created perfect. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ بَعِيبٍ كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. As though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you like that. The kamalat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo khud gumrah the. The Sahaba before Islam, what was their condition? And our condition should have been worse if it wasn't for Islam, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was their condition? They were misguided through and through. جو خود گمراہ تھی اوروں کے ہادی بن گئے. By the barakat of Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became the ashabi kan nujum. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. My sahaba are like the guiding stars. Whoever you follow, you will be guided to the pleasure of Allah, to the marifat of Allah. You will be guided to Jannat. All this Allah Ta'ala has blessed us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جو خود مردہ تھے. The sahaba were like dead people, no qualities in their life, no value in their life. Jo khud murda the, auron ke masiha ban gaye. They became those who gave life to others, who were dead themselves. They became those that gave life to other person. Like you sleeping on the operating theater, dead, nothing. But you become so well that you become a doctor and you give life to other people. You bring life to other people. What was the quality of Nabi? Kya nazar thi jisne murda ko masiha kar diya? What was that nazar of Nabi that a person became a sahabi? And a sahabi, he gave life to the people of the world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, my sahaba, ashabi kan nujum, they are like stars. So this is the high position. But together with that, there are responsibilities also, which we have to fulfill. And there are duties from our side. A coin, if it's only printed on one side, other side is blank. Shopkeeper won't accept it. He's a fraud. Take it back. Your note, if it's only printed one side, 200 rand note, other side is blank. So the other side also we have to see. And what is the other side? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got certain rights over us also. Now there isn't much time, we will just mention the right. The first is Iman bir Rasul. That is the first and foremost right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This bayan, the 7 points that I will mention, I heard the first time from Maulana Ahmad Latsa. And he also really heard it from Maulana Ubaidullah Balyawi rahmatullah alayhi. This was one of his famous and common bayan. Of Maulana Ubaidullah Balyawi was a great alim in the Markaz. He was a very, very great alim. So the first is Iman, that we must have Iman that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And then he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the seal of the Nabis. There is no possibility of any Nabi, no Qadiani, no one can bring any type and open the doors of Nabuwat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that if a person says that I'm a Nabi, and you ask him, what's your proof? By asking him, you lose your Iman. There must be no question that if there is a possibility of another Nabi. I'll see your proof. If you've got genuine proof, I'll ask. No, it's not. It's not objective. It's finished, subjective. There is no question of another Nabi coming. And together with that also, Iman bir Rasul, that his lifestyle, his way of life, that Iman must be in us. That is the only perfect way. There is no other way, no Eastern, Western way, no modern way, no ancient way, no other way, not of our forefathers, not of our community and our gham and our society. Nobody, the one way of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then together with that, we must have Muhabbat-e Rasul. Muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar, that your Iman is not complete until you don't love me more than your father, your children, and all the people of the world. But the Sahaba were sincere people. Sayyidina Umar said, but oh Allah's Rasul, I love myself more than what I love you. He said, your Iman is still not complete. But this is that tawajjuh, the sohbat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tawajjuh, made dua for him. And Allah changed his condition. He says, now I find that I love you more than what I love myself also. To understand this, one great buzurg was a genuine, not a fake fraud buzurg, genuine buzurg. One time the thought came to him that I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we can't dream of that love. We can't imagine how the Sahaba loved. So Allah wanted to show him his condition. So he dreamt at night that there is a horse and cart going. And there are four people sitting at the back, and he's also sitting there, the fifth person. In front, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. The horse and cart comes to a decline, road going down, stony, rocky road. If the cart is going to go out of control, somebody said, stop the cart immediately. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is in danger. So he said, immediately I thought, how long does it take to think? That I must go get four stones, rocks, and put them by the four wheels to stop the cart. While I was thinking, the four sahaba who were sitting there, they went and they put their lives at the four wheels. He says, then I realized we can't even imagine what love the sahaba had for Nabi. Anyway, we must cherish that love. So, muhabbat-e rasul. And that muhabbat must become coupled with azmat-e rasul. The respect and honor. You love your wife, but sometimes how you talk to her. You rubbish her also. And you talk bad things about her. You love your children also, but how you shout them. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't do anything. You must have the utmost of azmat and respect. Always, how you think about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how you talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must make dua. Even when you make bayan, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, Allah give me tawfiq. Whenever I make bayan, one of my duas are, that oh Allah, no gustakhi and no be'adabi must come out of my tongue. Eh? Sometimes you think you are praising Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but some gustakhi comes. You make some joke which is not appropriate. Or anything like that. Make dua, Allah protect us. So azmat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then itaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be obedient and follow in his path. One little example of that. One person was getting married. So he went to the tailor to have his kurta sewn for his wedding day. And he took his material and he took a sample. So my kurta like this. They fix up the price, everything, when it will be ready. On the appointed time he came and picked up his kurta. But he found the material he gave, the tailor didn't use that material. And the sample he gave, the tailor didn't sew it to that sample. So naturally argument started. And in the argument became very heated. They started exchanging blows also. People gathered all, what's happening, why you people are fighting? So he said, see, I gave this my tailor to sew this kurta for my wedding. I brought my material, he didn't use the material I gave. And the kurta I gave, he didn't sew it according to that, the sample. So the tailor said, listen to my side of the story also. He brought a material which was very inferior quality. And he told me, he's getting married, so I am to buy a very superior type of quality. And then the sample he brought, that was a 1920 model kurta. I gave him 2120 model. 100 years into advanced model I gave him. But we know the fact is that the tailor was wrong. He had to do what the client told him, what the customer told him. So just like that, the model of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only accepted by Allah. We might think today modern way we must serve Islam. We must bring modern tariqah, etc. And we want to use our type of Islam, watered down Islam. Islam that suits the non-Muslims. To make them happy, we will change the laws of Islam also. That won't be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That Islam which Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So itaat-e Rasul, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and together with itaat of Rasul, there is ittiba'e Rasul also. Follow him in every aspect. Then we must also have the fikr-e Rasul. What was the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah did not send me an ajma'u ma'alan, that I must collect wealth, wa an akuna tajiran, that I must be a businessman. But Allah Ta'ala command me an usabbih Allah, that I must read tasbih, I must make the zikr of Allah. So what is our fikr? That one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from jihad. Those were not when holiday were all hotels and holiday inns and all big hotels. You go, you bath, and then you go home fresh. No, it's traveling in the desert, on the camels, on the horses, on the donkeys. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, hair was disheveled, clothes were dusty, traveling. And it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to first go to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. When she saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she burst out in tears. And her father also, and her Nabi also, and Sayyidul Rasul, Sayyidul Anbiya, and his condition like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, why are you crying? My father, in what condition? He said, oh my daughter, don't you, I won't rest until my kalima has not rest entered every solid building in the house, and every unbaked building of the house, my kalima will enter everywhere. So that was the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu. How can deen become alive? Today we as Muslims, our deen is so weak. We who are sitting here, our iman, our Islam is so weak. So how? That was the fikr. So we must have that. We are more worried of our clothes. We are more worried of our shoes, our cell phones, our business, our gardens. That we got more worry about. We must have that worry. So fikr-e rasul. Together with that, another great right of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, zikr-e rasul. To remember Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't remember Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To talk to about the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our houses, read daily one kitab. Even as students, read or take any seerat kitab. Again, the ulum-e amma. The seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even on your own, the ulum-e amma in our madrasa was not. It is in all the madaris, Jioban, etc. But it wasn't enforced. The students on their own, they used to study all this. But today no students want to, even if it is enforced, then we don't want to study it also. So this year, if we study that, we will know the seerat of Nabi. Read one, two, three lines every night before you go and sleep. What a good sleep you will have. What Mubarak dreams you will get. Many of our students come and they say, we in Dora already, we didn't make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are in Mishkat Sharif already, we didn't see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dream. What attachment have we got? It's not just that we are in Dora in Hadith, but that attachment with Nabi, then you'll see naturally what beautiful dreams also you will get. So seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Together with that, to read Durood Sharif. We saying, I'm not seeing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but how much Durood are we reading? How much are we presenting this honorable gift to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of salawat ala rasul? That ask ourselves, we'll know how negligent we are. So the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then also ziyarat-e Rasul, to go and visit our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, most of us we go for Umrah. Where are you going? Umrah. Ziyarat of Medina, and we say we'll go to Medina. And the Salafis, enemies of Islam, they have taught and they tell the people, don't make niyat of going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You must make niyat of the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now our niyat, the masjid has got value because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Medina has got value because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can you subtract Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It is the most illogical thing. Jab aqal mari jati hai, to khuda ki pana. When your brains are gone so corrupt, then who can guide you? That all the honor, and why people go for Umrah? Because of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught us. Why we go to Madinatul Munawwara? Not a city, it's not Paris, it's not London, it's not any other city. It is because of the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our niyat is to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make that mustaqil niyat also when we go. Sometimes people, especially who go every year for Umrah, every now and then, sometimes make niyat, I'm going for Ziyarat-e-Nabi, and by the way, I'll make my Umrah also. Normally our niyat is Umrah, and by the way we make Ziyarat also, but make that niyat. And this was so common and a salient and honorable quality in the days of before in the Muslims. People who for some reason they couldn't go, they should send people, like we have Hajj-e Badal, Ziyarat-e-Badal. They should pay people for their transport, to their accommodation, to go and read on their behalf the salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today somebody is going, we don't even tell the person, convey my salams. They should send people, pay their expenses, transport, accommodation, just to go and convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where have we got that attachment? We are far away. For that will be the Islahi Jalsa, to try and build this realization. We are studying, we can be in Dora Hadith, we can be Hafiz al-Quran, everything, but this insight, this love, attachment to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what we have to build. So for that, inshallah, will be the Islahi Jalsa tomorrow, in Ermelo, from Asr to Isha, and then inshallah, towards the end of February, Jamadul Ula beginning, the third week, we'll have a Islahi Jalsa in Azadwell. All are invited, please try and come tomorrow also, invite other people also, and take part inshallah. Read Durood Sharif inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.